Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio, the bicycle industry podcast that brings retailers, vendors, advocates, and thought leaders to the mic for honest discussions about the latest issues facing retailers while taking an in-depth look at the person within the profession.
Hello, listeners. This is Heather Mason, NBDA president. My guest today, Jessica Hill, director of sales, AJ Rasmussen, business development at Aventin. We talk about the dynamic world of e-bikes. We talk about consumer interests, purchasing patterns. We talk about retailers finding success working with the multifaceted brand. You can discover the future trends shaping the e-bike landscape. I asked Jessica some great questions about what their data is showing them. And we talk about some strategies for bicycle retailers looking to capitalize on this market. It's a pretty great conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. Jessica, AJ, Jessica, welcome back to the podcast. How have things been since we were on the podcast last time?
Well, thank you for having us. We are thrilled to be back. Things have been great. I think it's been maybe a year and a half or so, something like that. We have done a lot of things since then, and I can't wait to share them with you.
Yeah, from where I'm sitting, my vantage point, I'm continuing to see Aventin connect with new retailers, hearing a lot of positive things about the way that you're driving customers to their stores, which is so important right now. So yeah, what is it, 2 years now, director of sales? Or how long have you been in the role? I think you were just taking on the role when we chatted last.
I was very new to the industry. It has been 2 years. I'm just in November, so not too long ago. We have expanded our team. We are better. We are stronger. And really, we are here to stay. So I couldn't be more proud of the progress we've made since you and I last talked.
Gotta feel awesome, right? In 2 years, I don't know. I feel like it's just been like that. Like time goes by so quickly. AJ, your first time on the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. What's your role at Aventin? Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here. My name is AJ Rasmussen. I am the business development manager here at Aventin. So my team is looking to expand our dealer network. We are talking with potential new dealers every day and looking to bring on new bike shops that are willing to carry the Aventin brand.
It's awesome. Yeah. Gosh, how are you guys doing? How are you showing up today? Like, it's a tough time right now in the industry, but it's like the holiday season. So like, how are you guys?
We are excited, actually. We are really focused for 2024. We are always trying to use the off season. Well, off season, I hate to use that language, but we're always using that time to get better. You know, this is the time when you really make your year, when you win for the next year. So as a sales team, we have been doing a lot of training, really looking at every aspect of the business to be a bike shop, to what it means to be a rider, what it's like to experience Aventin as a brand, but really understanding our involvement in the industry as well. We take that really seriously. It's a big responsibility. And so we are making sure that our sales reps internally are well informed. They understand safety. They understand the rebate programs that are out there to be taken advantage of, that they're really understanding the laws that are ever changing about e-bikes. So we are taking this time to really make sure that we're prepared to run in 24 and ultimately get more people on bikes, because that's what we really love to do.
Kudos to you guys. I gotta say, you know, taking ownership for the role that you play, you know, maybe controversial a couple of years back, are e-bikes going to continue to grow? Are they going to continue to be that like shining light? Well, it's not controversial. It is proven, the data's there. E-bikes are continuing to grow. And I've watched you guys really carefully position the brand, and you are fueling that ridership. And I hear it from retailers, and we need that right now. We need more people on bikes and into the stores. How are you doing this? How are you doing this?
I think it's a couple of things that we do. Number one, we care about our riders. We care that they have a community. When you first ride an e-bike, there's this joy that comes over a rider. We talk about that all the time. But ultimately, we want them to, of course, buy an event in. We would love that. But it's so much more than that. They need somewhere to go for tune-ups, to ask questions, to understand safety, to get more accessories, because it's so much more than just buying a bike. And so ultimately, when we are sitting with our marketing teams, when we're sitting with our research and development teams, we are really thinking about what is going to continue to bring that joy every time you get on your bike. So you'll see that we have new accessories, that we have new cool colors, that we're always constantly making sure that we think about your next ride. And that's really what fuels all of our marketing. Every time you see us on Instagram or social media, anytime you see our new skin on our website, it's really thinking about those riders and what their next ride is going to look like.
Yeah, I think last time you were on the show, we talked about the Facebook groups and that sense of community. And I've really watched the brand continue to grow that like event and customer base that they are like a tribe. They are so inspired. They share pictures. I see it in the socials. And then they go to our retailers, and I'm hearing the retailers even have the customers talk about their experiences. I mean, kudos and props on the product too, because we just had a MBDA Monday member mingle where our retailers could ask you anything. And there were comments about how amazing and high quality and the attention to detail in the builds, and even comments from retailers about how you should, you know, as a brand, talk more about that. That has to be pretty good to hear, huh?
That's great to hear. And one of the things that we are starting to see as e-bikes are becoming more normal is people think they're cool now. You know, before it was kind of a novelty. Not all bike shops wanted to sell them. Not all riders wanted to ride them. But now it's really becoming more mainstream, which is super exciting. And so when you're riding an Eventon, we want you to be proud to be on an Eventon. So we are looking at some of those technology details. We're looking to make sure our bikes look amazing and our colors really pop. They're super fun colors. We have some bright citrine. We have this adventure. It's a cobalt adventure. It's the prettiest blue you've ever seen.
I'm a huge fan of blue.
Right? So we're really looking to make sure that people are proud to be on their bike, because we want it to be a part of their everyday life, an extension of their own personal brand, an extension of who they are, because bikes are addicting. You know, once you start riding, you don't stop, especially with e-bikes. They can take you anywhere you want to go.
I 100% agree with that. So AJ and Jessica, I wanted to have you back on the podcast because I wanted to ask you, as one of the leading brands to really navigate a growing retailer base, a direct-to-consumer sales channel. I know you work with Beeline. This is an interesting thing to navigate, and you've done it successfully. And I've got some hard questions for you. I also want to talk about what you're seeing, the consumer trends, you know, from the data that you have. So I got a ton of questions. I hope you don't mind, but let's dive in. You've been building a very successful retailer base over the past year and a half. And it seems like it's really geographically distributed. Has that been intentional? I know you have customers all across the US into Canada. Just can you talk a little bit more about your retailer base? And are you still looking to add more retailers?
Absolutely. So AJ is our business development manager. His team is responsible for that growth. So we are very proud and very excited to have such talented team members as a part of the Eventon growing team. But ultimately, you know, we do have two sides of the business. We have Eventon.com and we have B2B. We want to be the brand of choice regardless of how you want to purchase an Eventon bike. But it really goes hand in hand more than maybe it seems on the surface. When you first purchase your bike from Eventon.com and it gets dropped on your doorstep, you will still need someone to go and make sure that you have the latest and greatest accessories, that you go on group rides, that you meet other people that are excited about e-bikes as well. Also through Eventon.com, we do offer assembly at your local bike shop. So there's a lot of synergy that happens between the two. And part of our growth is really making sure that anyone riding an Eventon has service at their fingertips. We want to make sure that if you're a rider and you need help with your bike, there's someone in the area that knows our bikes, loves our bikes, and is absolutely there to help you with anything that you need.
It seems like your working practices with retailers are really fair as well. For example, charging, you know, letting your customers know that there's an assembly fee that comes along with this purchase. So you really are making sure that it's fair, but you're helping the customer, you know, buy how they want to buy, right? And getting more people on bikes ultimately is the goal.
Absolutely. We try really hard to listen to feedback from our retailers, of course, our partners, but also from our riders. We want to make sure that they have the resources they need, that they have easy access to anything they need from Eventon. So we're paying attention to social media. We're paying attention to surveys that we send to both riders and our partners. We are constantly looking to make sure that we have the latest and greatest, the best opportunity to serve them where they are. And I think that is part of the special sauce.
And having your team join us on a NBDA Monday member mingle and having AJ join us in the podcast today is a testament to you actually allocating resources to developing your retailer relationships. Jessica, has that always been like, I think since I met you, it seemed like that was a focus for you. Why is the retailer base so important to you in this, you know, allocation of resources?
Bike industry is unlike any industry I have ever known. And I mean that in the best way. It is such a relationship-driven industry. And that's really where B2B at Eventon shines. We want to be a part of your business as a retailer. Of course, it's cool that you're on our map and we love to send you riders, but ultimately, we are honored that we get to be a part of so many different businesses, people's lives. You know, we think all the time about the impact we get to have on their families, on their ability to expand, on their ability to buy more inventory and be more profitable. Those are the things that we talk about very often because we really have to make sure that that's in sight, that it's not just how many bikes did you sell today, but we have a sales team that really has a heart for bike shops and has a heart for the owners. And so that's why sometimes we may have some unconventional bike shops. We have a couple that are, you know, we have some that sell coffee, some that sell beer. We've got a lot of innovative, big thinkers, and we are here to care about them and help them and really give them insight into what we see every day so that we can continue working with them and continue helping them reach their goals and their dreams.
And I found it really interesting to hear you mention in the other event that we did how, you know, you're looking for an equal partner back as well. You don't just want a retailer who's going to say, I'm going to carry Eventon because I want to check that brand off my list. You want someone who's equally as dedicated and focused on the brand growth. Are there any specific retailers you're working with who have really just found significant success or really just been memorable to you that you would share a story about, like maybe some strategy that they employed to really find success with the brand?
We have so many. It's hard to pick just one, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to name names, but a couple of stories come to mind. So we have had multiple partners decide that they're only going to sell Eventon. And when they make that phone call, when they send that email to start that conversation, we take it really seriously. That is a big responsibility that we have to make sure that we have the right inventory, that they have the availability to parts, that they have the access that they need to make sure that their business keeps going. So that has happened time and time again. And anytime that someone says they're only going to sell Eventon, we are absolutely honored. But our responsibility absolutely kicks it up a notch because we understand what a large undertaking that is. We also have quite a few who have really come into the bike industry and they got in during COVID. They got in the last couple of years. And so as we're starting to see some of this evening out, this leveling out of the industry, things are changing really rapidly. And so instead of being frustrated or being confused, confused as to what's happening, we really want to come alongside and have that discussion. You know, we want to be their sounding board. So sometimes they will book appointments with our sales managers, they will book appointments with myself, and we will have those conversations. You know, what's going on? How are you doing? How can we help? Give them ideas about how to merchandise or how to market differently. Sometimes on our lunch and learns, we have our marketing team join us and give away the tidbits that make Eventon an amazing marketing machine. So we're really coming alongside with all of these different facets of the industry to really be excited with them. But those that are Eventon exclusive, those that are learning the business, those that have been in the business forever and are still continuing to have exciting success, you know, we have to really build those relationships so we can support them all exactly the same.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm thinking about your unique proposition of being a brand that also does sell directly to consumers, and you're able to, through your website or different marketing tactics, you know, get a sense of what customers are clicking on. So you have access to this data that I think could be very valuable to retailers who are working with you to have like your insight and feedback. I want to just stay there for a second then. As you're looking at consumer preferences, we know that they're changing. You know, you can talk about the throttles. You can talk about just, you know, the expectations for safety. Any data that's jumping out at you about things that customers are looking for or patterns that are thriving in the e-bike marketplace?
We're still seeing this trend where e-bikes are tending to be more like cell phones, where people really are upgrading every few years. At first, it was just kind of an interesting trend that we had identified. Maybe one person in the home got a bike and they were ready to upgrade, so they gave it to their spouse or their children. But now we're starting to see it more and more as an actual larger trend where people are excited to get stronger. They're excited to try something different. Maybe they were using a commuter bike like our Level, and now they want to transition over into our Adventure because they want to go more off-roading, have a little more fun. Some of them also are really buying multiple bikes for those different use cases as well. You know, they have an RV, so they want a cinch to fold up and throw in the back. And when they're at home, they would rather have a Solterra because they live in a more urban area. So it's really fun to see some of these people that are coming back time and time again. We had a warehouse sale not too long ago, and I talked to a man that had purchased 7 Eventon, and there were only 4 people in his household.
Awesome.
Just loving our brand. So some of that multi-use and multi-purchase has been a really interesting trend. And we want to make sure that we are worth coming back to, that our technology is better and better, that we are providing new and interesting opportunities to really upgrade your bike. So for instance, we have brake lights, we have turn signals. You know, we have some of these details that not everyone else does. And it's really what makes us excited to follow our consumer trends and then try to up our game to meet them.
Yeah, such an interesting thing you note there. So, you know, for our listeners who are retailers, is to reach back out to your customers who possibly purchased an e-bike in the past year or two and suggest new models or use cases. Are you paying attention to, I think you mentioned the cinch, which I think is a folding bike, possibly. I'm just guessing. But even the cargo market, is that something that you're seeing consumer interest into these maybe alternative style bikes then?
We are. We had some excitement around Black Friday not too long ago, where we had the Abound, that's our cargo bike, that had lots of different use case accessories. It had the ability to put kids on the back, to have different types of bags put on it, really looking to support anywhere you want to go. So if you have to run to the grocery store, if you're going to take kids to school, if you're going to head out to work and then hit the gym after, we really have this very versatile bike in the Abound that lets you take whatever you need to with you. And so I think the cargo market is still going to continue expanding as far as the industry goes, because more and more people are looking for opportunities to ride their cargo bike, which we love to see.
I am totally all about that. I'm watching that trend and I'm loving to see it grow. I'd love to pick your brain then a little bit on what you're noticing consumer preference between throttle and pedal assist e-bikes.
Interesting. So current state, we have throttles. So in our data, throttles are king. And so we haven't had a lot of requests for pedal assist only. Throttle is absolutely where our customers love to be. We did have that transition the beginning of 2023 from our cadence sensor to our torque sensor. So again, upgrading that technology, really leaning on some of the latest and greatest out there. But at this point, we're still loving the throttle at Aventon.
Love that. Okay, let's dive into a topic then that's a little bit tender, and that's around the safety issue. You know, we've seen New York City take some steps to make sure that riders are safe there with their UL certification standard. In your experience, when customers are shopping online or coming into your retailers, are you hearing feedback that battery safety is a concern? And I guess the second part of that, talk a little bit about what you as a brand have done to address the matter.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all have read some of those scary headlines. Anytime I see it, it absolutely hurts my heart. I hate to think that any e-mobility has the ability to have some of those headlines associated with it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's really our responsibility in the industry to educate and to help make sure that people understand safety when it comes to their batteries, when it comes to storage, when it comes to quality as well, and really making sure that anyone considering purchasing or who has already purchased understands how to take care of their bike, how to take care of their batteries. You know, if it were up to Aventon, we would make sure that that never happened again, if only we could do that. But as far as Aventon customers, we do make sure to address this. We have lots of tech talks, is what we call it, on YouTube. So if you were interested in a bike or you just purchased a bike, you could go and watch one of our tech talks. We're going to explain the bike. We're going to talk about the safety. We're really going to address what it is that makes this bike special. Now, in accordance with that, we are looking at how we continue to move forward and make sure that we are on the first line of defense when it comes to safety. So currently our bikes are being certified through TÜV, which is recognized by UL. So we do have all of the safety certifications for New York and beyond. And to be quite honest, I'm excited to see some of this crackdown. I'm excited to see that New York is taking such a firm stance and really demanding safety out of these batteries, because it's so important.
Bicycle Retail Radio is supported by our NBDA members. All our member benefits can be found at nbda.com. Join the NBDA today.
It is really important, and we're continuing to stay as closely working and keeping our retailers informed about that. Jessica, while I have you on the spot here, is there any trends that you think are going to, like if you had a crystal ball, that you think are going to emerge in the e-bike marketplace over the next year or so?
I think we will see some shifting happening, because we've seen a little bit of it already. People are becoming more informed. They're doing more research. And quite honestly, there's more information to consume now than ever. Part of what we're seeing is lots of impartial reviews of some of the different bikes or the different technologies. And I really tend to lean into those impartial reviews. You know, if you have an influencer or a YouTube channel who is doing reviews on all of the different brands, I would lean into them because they really have the knowledge. They've touched all the different bikes, they've ridden them. And so they give you a different kind of insight. And I think that education is something that we can make sure we're really pushing back to make sure that people are getting what they want and not just buying something because of the cost, because they're not just defaulting to the closest bike to them or the one that their friend has for that matter, but really getting the right rider on the right bike the first time and letting them be so excited, a part of this new community, a part of this new space that they are unlocking. But I think that's really where we have to lean, is making sure that we have enough education out there that as we go into the future, we have the bikes that people are asking for. We have the bikes that will help them live their whole life on two wheels.
Yeah, that education piece, I'm so happy to hear you touch on that because I think that's a really important topic. And, you know, taking it even farther, when the retailer gets the feedback from the customer, the retailer giving that to the supplier so you can best position your product. So love that. AJ, I got to loop you into the conversation. I feel like I haven't asked you anything. You know, for our listeners, I can see AJ on screen. He's engaged, but we haven't put him on the hot seat yet. So if you don't mind, AJ, I have some specific questions about how you're working with retailers just to dial it in even more. Listen, I know that the goal is not just to sell retailers bikes and get the bikes in the store, but it's to help retailers have a sell-through of those bikes. And that involves engaging the community, maybe test rides. Are there certain tactics or strategies that you employ to work with retailers to make it truly a partnership that you would speak to?
Absolutely. I'd say one of the first things we do is a monthly virtual meeting with all of our partners and a monthly check-in where we call them lunch and learns. And then, you know, every other month, we will switch it up and do an Ask Me Anything. So I think the biggest thing, you know, we recently changed our verbiage from calling them dealers to calling them partners. So when we're talking to, you know, our dealer network, we really want to view it as a partnership and get their feedback any chance we get. So with these lunch and learns, with these virtual meetings, we have, you know, the text box popping up where every dealer is allowed to join, give their feedback, ask questions. And we have, you know, an amazing management team here that is reading through and really jotting down any useful information that we can bring back to the team later and, you know, address any issues. So that partnership is really where we can effectively, you know, make change.
I love that you guys are doing that. And I've heard some really great feedback from that. And I can't imagine like being in the hot seat, you know, as you're there, because retailers can be a challenging group, right? But if you put yourself in that position where you can get that authentic feedback, it allows you to really look at that and say, why is this response coming? Why is this a question? And how can we change what we're doing? Or should we consider doing something differently, right?
Absolutely.
So I've heard from a lot of retailers that Aventon brings more customers into their door than any other brand they've worked with. I mean, this is not made up, listeners. This is true. I've heard it so many times from retailers. What are you doing? I mean, I'm sure you don't want to tell your secret sauce to everyone, but anything that you could share happening?
I think the most public info that I can share is Aventon.com has a Find a Dealer tab at the top of our website, right? So we partner with Beeline. The shops can create an account, and once they're approved, they are allowed to be shown on our map. So not only is it a pin in your city, in your state on Aventon's map, but we actually also allow specific badges to your profile. So someone can type in their zip code, zoom in on an area, they will see a shop nearby. It'll give the hours, the address, the phone number, and then it'll also give you detailed information as far as, do they allow rentals? Do they service the bikes? Are they an elite dealer? You know, do they have more options as far as what sizes and colors do they carry? So there's a lot of information that is shown about that store on Aventon's website. So I think that makes it just that much easier and that much more accessible for the customer to have all the information necessary before they even leave their house.
And I'm also thinking about the dynamic way that Aventon is working with riders. And this is just my thought as an outsider looking in, but I see the tremendous Aventin like owners group that exists on social media. And I'm thinking that Aventin must be communicating with riders. Like you have probably people register their bike or you have a database. And in that communication, I'm sure you're inspiring those riders. And that must help get them back into a door to visit a retailer too. Anything about that? Like, am I accurate? Are you communicating, inspiring, and keeping in contact with these owners?
Yes, we absolutely are. So we're not necessarily telling them to go to Facebook, but they're doing it on their own, which is thrilling to see. We have a few that are dedicated to adventures, or we have a cinch group. You know, there's a couple of different inspired Facebook groups that are so fun to go and read the comments and see about their trips and where they've been and what they've done to the bikes. But something special that we do, we have a director of customer experience. His name is James, and he personally goes in and addresses comments that need to be addressed. He gives his phone number, he gives his email address, and says, let me help you right now. So instead of it just being a comment with a frustration, we are really taking a proactive stance and saying, no, let us delight you with our bikes. Let's get you rolling again. Instead of it just being, you know, social media chaos, which sometimes it turns into. So you're exactly right. Those Facebook groups are really a testament to how much fun people are having and how much passion they have for their bikes. But it really is a place that we can go and see how much they're loving their bikes, see what they're doing, understand what maybe we should update or what we should be doing in the future, and really solving problems in real time. We are just a proactive brand. And I think that's part of what makes that marketing even louder.
I can tell you are. And I guess let's unpack the D2C a little bit more, if you don't mind. It's not a dirty word to me anymore. You know, a couple of years ago, if a brand said, I'm going to consider selling direct to consumer, retailers were in arms about it. It was the worst thing ever. And, you know, we can look at it from both ways, but it's not dirty anymore. And brands like Aventin are doing it really well, and they're helping to drive traffic and sales to the retailer. How are you doing this? Like, AJ, anything you would say here to dive into that like nasty topic, but that you've nailed it. You've really been successful.
We make it easy for the dealers to work with a company that, you know, also has a D2C brand. I would say the information that we provide them is very detailed. We send out weekly newsletters with information on promotions. So that way the dealer can offer the exact same offer that Aventin.com is offering. We don't want there to be this huge differentiation between the two. We want it to be, you know, the same experience, whether you decide to go on Aventin.com or to the dealer. So sharing the promotional information, making it that much easier for the dealer to offer the same deals as Aventin.com is really our main goal there.
Yeah, I think that transparency and communication can cure like 99.9% of the bugs. You mentioned rentals earlier. I know that test rides are really great ways to drive traffic, to drive sales. Any other case studies or examples of retailers doing great things, AJ, that you would share? Like, have you noticed retailers who are offering rentals or test rides are really excelling in sales?
Yes, absolutely. Most of the dealers that do offer, I get the benefit of walking around our sales floor and listening to these conversations every day. So I'm hearing our reps talk about different shops bringing in one bike just to do rentals or just to do test rides. I have a Pace 500 available just to let these customers experience the electric bike for the first time, or to experience, you know, getting that wind in your hair. I always tell our shop owners, you know, it's impossible to ride these bikes without smiling. So if you can get that customer on a bike, just get them that little sliver of an experience riding an e-bike, I guarantee you, you'll get that sale. So yes, on a daily basis, I would say I hear many shops that once they do designate that rental or test ride option, it seems to really boost sales for them. Absolutely.
I feel like we're in such an interesting time in our industry, and retailers and suppliers are all kind of like trying to get back into some normalcy, if I would say that, and a little bit of flexibility, adaptability is key right now. As you're talking to retailers, AJ, are you feeling like every retailer's needs are maybe a little bit different? And are you addressing that on like a one-on-one basis? Or how are you as a brand best positioning?
Yeah, I would say going back to, you know, our sales support, I think that is kind of a huge benefit working with Aventon is the one-to-one sales support. You know, each shop has a designated sales rep that they can discuss the industry with. They can discuss their struggles or maybe trends that they're seeing. They have that one-to-one support that they can work with the sales rep. But on the other hand, if they have technical questions, we have a designated warranty team and a customer experience team just for specific questions about the bike and about repairs and how you pull apart a headset or, you know, changing out a motor. So designating different departments for different issues really helps us bring back the feedback just that much quicker and gets resolutions to any problems that they might have.
Yeah. I feel like in this time, so it's December 2023, right? And some suppliers have a lot of inventory on hand. Some retailers still do. And our door clicks are down. Maybe we're not as closing as many sales as we would hope. And I feel like everything can be solved if we just get more riders, more people in our stores, more butts on bikes, reaching different demographics, let's say the aging population or the youth population. Is Aventon looking at increasing ridership and how you can play a role in that?
Absolutely, we are. So we're constantly following what is the industry trends. Who is riding? How are they riding? How do they want to be riding? But we're also really looking at how we can change lives. We have stories come in every day of people riding further than they ever thought, of having amazing weight loss stories, of having amazing surgery recovering stories. I mean, it's incredible the stories that we get to read. I wish we could list them all somewhere on social media because they will just, I mean, melt your heart. But ultimately, we are here and trying to help make sure that the industry continues to thrive as it has been. We have so many more riders than we've ever had because we do have some of that accessibility that just wasn't possible before e-bikes really started to become popular. And so as we are continuing to look to the future and really see how we can support different people, so we can support different areas of the country. You know, one thing that we talk about quite often is there are so many different regions and landscapes across this great nation in Canada that we really have to be careful how we make assumptions. We are here in Orange County. We are close to the mountains and the beach, and I will fully acknowledge not everyone has that kind of accessibility to great paths or great rides, amazing scenery like that, where they have their own version of amazing prairies and hills. And so we talk quite a lot about not generalizing so much, but really thinking granularly and really getting to know those different terrains, getting to know those different use cases and coming to them where they are, inspiring them to get on bikes, inspiring them to choose Aventon.
Yeah, I'm just, there's so many things here, and you're right. It is such a different landscape across, like, and I know you sell into Canada too. In Canada, I mean, it is totally different. Thoughts on how retailers could expand their market reach? You know, just in my community alone, I'm sure there's so many people, you know, they see me, I ride to the store and someone sees me on my cargo bike. And then it's like, oh, there's questions come in. So just any thoughts on how retailers can expand their market reach?
So you bring up a good point. I think asking questions, where do you want to ride your bike, is really important. When someone has made the choice that today's the day they're going to go get an e-bike, I don't know how often they've really thought about all of the different ways that they could use it. It could be, oh, I want to go on a ride with my neighbor, or I want to go on a ride with my spouse or my kids. But then you really start to see people go to the coffee shop on the corner or go get their groceries or go across town to a different park that they don't normally frequent because they would have to get in a car to go there, but now they can use their bike. Really pressing them to understand how many opportunities for fun and fresh air and environment that e-bikes unlock. You know, retailers have so much intel. They talk to writers each and every single day. I think it's really helping them understand how to really dig up what they want to do with it. But then also the thing that I always love to hear about is when one of our partners are telling me about the terrain around their shop. I love to hear them tell me about all of the trails, about who's riding around, what's happening around them, you know, what you can do. We had a shop not too long ago when the Abound first launched our cargo bike. He started getting a picnic lunch from the deli next door and doing hour rentals to ride down to the beach with a picnic lunch and come back. That's genius. That is so much fun. And so I love to hear things like that because it's really helping people understand how to unlock fun and how to unlock joy.
I love that. Yeah. You have like access to so many different use cases and like retailer stories. And I love like chatting with you because it just opens my brain up to so many things. I'm thinking about e-bikes are expected to grow. You know, I saw the recent report from People for Bikes, the market trends looking out to 2028. It's the one category that's still expecting to grow. Are you looking at that? And are you thinking about maybe additional warehousing needed or just additional things that you need to bring forward to support this growth as a brand?
Yes, we are paying close attention when those reports are coming out. We love poring over that data, seeing really what insights that we can glean from all of that information. People for Bikes does such a good job of really making it consumable too. But we actually share that information with our entire team. So we'll talk about it in our sales meetings. We make sure our business development reps are understanding. We are really sharing those trends and sharing that data because it's important to know where we're heading, but it's also really important to look backwards and see where we've been. So I love that they really lay it out in interesting ways, slicing the data. But as we're thinking about it, as far as Aventon goes, we are looking towards the future. We are thinking about how many more people maybe have never heard of Aventon or maybe never been on an e-bike and really starting to think like, you know, how do we get them exposed to an e-bike? How do we get them on that first test ride? How do we make sure that they see their own use case in our lineup?
Yeah, there's so many things to look at. And I'm going to be really excited to continue to watch the growth of e-bikes, you know, just over the next couple of years, where it takes us. AJ, just any last thoughts for you talking about this growth? Anything that you would say that retailers might want to do to best position themselves for this growth?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, committing to a brand is always something that we're going to recommend, right? When you can gather and learn as much information as you can, and you're able to speak fluently about a brand, you're going to always excel. Something that we offer our partners, which has really helped a lot of everyone get the word out, is PromoBox. And what that does is it allows us to upload all of our digital assets. So any partner can use our professionally shot photos on their social media or on their website. We have lifestyle and studio photos. But my favorite part about PromoBox is the curated ad campaigns that we actually upload and design. So we do all of the work for you. All you have to do is link your Facebook page or your Instagram, and you can actually just select dates and it'll post for you. So you don't even have to do any of the work, and it just gets your shop out there on the internet. So I think that's one of the most amazing resources that we have to offer right now.
You guys are like pulling out all the stops. You guys are pretty awesome over there.
We try.
Well, I really appreciate working with Aventa and your team, the way you support retailers, the way you're continuing to adapt. I think that's one of the things, like, too often we just get stagnant and we don't take feedback. And so we don't adapt and change. And I'm seeing it firsthand by working with you, seeing you show up to the mingles, that you are listening and you are rolling with it and adapting. Jessica, AJ, thank you so much for coming on the podcast again.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. And if you're interested in becoming an Aventon dealer, please go to aventon.com, fill out a Become a Dealer ticket, and let's have a conversation. We would love to talk to you.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll make sure we share that in the show notes and keep those lunch meetings going and keep that, you know, time for retailers to come together as an opportunity. I'm just really kudos to you guys, and I hope you guys have an amazing holiday. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Bicycle Retail Radio. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry, dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it is your first episode, we urge you to take the time and listen to our past episodes. Support the show by first subscribing, then share your favorite episode online with friends. You can go one step further and leave a review. It helps members of our industry find our podcast. Special thanks to NBDA Development Director Rochelle Scouten for editing and promotional graphics. Music provided by Joel Picard.